I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We have for many years warned about, the dangers of selling stuff online. You have to be super careful when you're doing that. But unfortunately, a Michigan woman learned her lesson the hard way. She's from Ypsilanti Township. She was carjacked at gunpoint the other day by a couple that she thought were interested in buying the car that she had posted for sale on Craigslist. Police were called about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to the intersection of Elder and Highland for a reported carjacking. The victim told police she met a man and a woman, both in their 20s, who claimed they were interested in buying a car that she posted for sale on Craigslist. And she had just finished a test drive with them. That's when the guy pulled out a handgun and told her to get out of the effing car. She exited and they drove off in her car in an unknown direction. No arrests have been made yet. The carjacking is still under investigation. That's pretty much all the information they have at this time. But her car sale turned into, thanks for the free car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you protect yourself in a situation like that. I mean, a police station parking lot may deter them from meeting you there in the first place.
Yeah. Unless you're trying to get rid of a car.
Well, then you wouldn't report it to the police at all. Yeah.
No, you would.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm. You would. You'd report it.
Wait a minute. I don't know what direction
they went.
Yeah, but there's still the car's going to turn up somewhere.
Will it?
Oh, for God's sakes.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, people do this type of thing. I never thought of, like, using the Craigslist thing
as an excuse.
You know, a lot of people have always used my car got stolen last night.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. It's in the bottom of a lake somewhere.
That's crazy. I'd never thought about using that as a way to get insurance fraud going.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she had. This person actually did get carjacked, you know, but you just... I question everything now just because you have to.
Yeah.
You know? Because when they're like, well, which way did they drive? No idea.
Yeah.
But if you are legitimately selling a car on a place like Craigslist or whatever, how do you prevent yourself from being carjacked?
I wouldn't sell a car in certain areas. Mm. Like, I don't know what these roads...
Area?
Is it bad? Where is
no,
the?
It's
where
not
are those
Atlantic
roads?
Township? It's not...
Mm.
The only thing you can do is hire a bounty hunter to be with you.
Yeah,
well, don't go alone.
I guess the police station would be, right, the best.
But then you got to run in and go get the police, and they got to run out. You're going to still lose your car, won't you?
Well, they wouldn't show up in the first place if you say, okay, we're going to meet at the police station and do the transaction.
Yeah, that might do it.
Right? Get there before you're supposed to meet and get it set up before.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm going to need two of you on the roof. I'm going to need two of you over there.
I'm not sure they'll do all that for you. Mm-hmm. As you sell your 92 Ford Escort, I'm not sure they're really going to surround the place.
And I'm doing this deal on Craigslist. I hope that you guys have a SWAT team ready.
$2,200 trying to sell this baby for.
You guys got one of those guns that you drop the bullet in and it flies in case the guy tries to run?
You mean a mortar?
Like a mortar round, yeah.
Wow.
Like they used to.
A mortar?
I mean, you need probably three of those set up strategically.
Cops are like, yeah, we've got those. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not going to give you all that.
Oh.
Your expectations a bit high on your Craigslist car sale.
I think doing anything alone on Craigslist is a real mistake.
Yeah.
And just having other people with you is probably a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
I had talked to a couple of cop buddies that I knew about things if I was going to ever do them. And they were like, oh, yeah, we'll go. Mm-hmm. And Diana just.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, yeah, I don't know. You have to be super careful. There's really just take as much precaution as you can. Joey is with us from Brooklyn. Hey, Joey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love your show. Been listening to you since I left New York. I just got to say very quickly, because I'm shooting down 41 here. I think anytime you want to sell a car on Craigslist, the first thing you need to do when you get there is take a photo immediately and let them feel like right off the bat you're selling that to somebody.
So take a photo.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Joey. You're cutting out, buddy, but thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, so get like a shot of the people who are claiming to be the ones buying
your
car.
Yeah, that's really smart. Like, hey, I'm on Facebook Live right now. Yeah, that is. Like, maybe the live stream stuff is the way to go.
I like the SWAT team.
SWAT team is better.
Two helicopters. I one in the east, one in the west. One of those, like, tank vehicles for the urban assaults. Can you get me one of those?
Yeah, we got those.
Of course you do.
Yeah. So Jay works nearby where this carjacking took place. Hey, Jay, good morning, man.
What's up, boys? Morning, penis guys. Balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Penis.
Yeah, so I work in Ypsilanti, like 2 minutes away from, like, where that happened. And it's just funny because people don't really think that, you know, Ypsilanti is such a ghetto place, but it's pretty hood.
Yeah, there's some areas around Ypsi that are pretty dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be on your game there.
You gotta know what's going down.
But someone had texted saying this was actually really close to a police department.
Yeah, it's like literally like around the block from the police department. Like it's Elder and Highland, and the police department's right on Michigan Avenue, like 2 seconds away from there.
Yeah, so they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they didn't really care about the law.
Exactly.
All right, Jay, thanks, man. So there's sometimes nothing you can do to protect yourself.
No.
Yeah, like Ipsy's real close to Ann Arbor, like, you know, this amazing.
But it's not Ann Arbor.
But it's not Ann Arbor.
No.
It's because that whenever I sell or buy anything on Craigslist, I'm packing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't want to get in a gunfight.
No.
You know what
I mean?
Even if I'm packing, I don't want to get. Why am I buying that? I shouldn't have to buy anything I need to pack for.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the Old West.
You know? But even you're selling something, you're trying to get a few, you know, a couple grand for something. I'm not getting in a gunfight for it. I don't want
to. People do seem just willing to get in a gunfight. Like, it's nothing. I'm packing. It's no big deal. I'll sell to psychopaths.
Well, this is the thing, though. Like, I don't know if a lot of people are packing that haven't seen a gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen gunfights.
Yeah, me too.
I watch hundreds
like
of
online
shootings. It's not like the movies.
It's not like the movies.
It's not like the movie. Generally, like so many times, both people die.
Yeah.
So people have been selling stuff themselves for years and years. Is it become more of a phenomenon once since it went online? I mean, remember the buy and sell newspaper?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Before you had to buy that Auto Trader magazine, and then
it was harder, right?
It was, well, if you went through that effort, are you really like there to steal stuff?
Yeah.
You know, it's just so easy now for them to just go online.
Mm.
You know,
buy and sell jingle in my head.
Yeah, there's a buy and sell jingle.
Yeah,
I don't know it.
The buy and sell newspaper, the place to buy and sell it.
Damn.
That's terrible.
That
yep. Nope.
They didn't put a lot of effort in that.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible jingle.
It wasn't you that much, but they weren't rolling in the dough.
It's short and straight to the point. What more do you need?
The buy and sell. No, I can't find it online.
No,
nope.
It was on TV.
It must have been, I guess.
Sure, you just make it up, Dave?
Most simple.
No, come on. That was a thing.
Jingle there's ever been.
It's not out there. Can't find
it. No.
No one cares about the buy.
No,
I guess not.
It's fine.
No, so, just somewhere. I didn't care about it until 3 seconds ago. It just popped into my head. Yep. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What's your comment?
Some lady that got her car stolen up there, should have took a picture of their license before they left.
Yeah.
She had their address and everything, so when it got stolen, she kind of gave the police, hey, took a picture of their license before we left.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, but if I'm going to steal your car and you try and take a picture of my license, I'm putting you down.
Right.
I think the whole idea of like a Facebook Live thing right off the top, and obviously meet in the parking lot of the police station right off the bat. That right. should deter anyone.
They've been saying that they're cool with that forever, too.
Yes, they like, are. They are.
Yeah, no, they're most of them are fine with it.
What I would do, I would have my car outside. Parked, I'd go into the police station and I'd be like, okay, potential fugitive wannabes, come into the police station, walk through, like they'll get you on camera, they'll get like everything, they'll have everything on you basically. And if you want to then carjack me later that day, they know who you are, right. They can, you know, because if I'm a criminal and you said, yeah, meet me at the police station,
you're not going.
I'm not going to go.
I have so many things that I want to sell, and I can't.
I'll buy it.
You don't want what I have
to
sell.
Yeah, I do. What do you got? You got some boots?
No boots. You got some pants? I'll sell those.
You got some patio furniture?
No,
what do you got?
I might have some patio furniture.
All right. Okay, what about... Got any lawn?
He's
going
to buy it from you and then sell it for more to make a profit.
Yeah,
that's
no
all he's
way.
Doing.
Yeah, what else you got?
What's you buy got? Lisa's, what you got like storage locker? Like,
I'd for sure bid on her storage locker.
Yeah, that'd be good stuff.
But you just don't want to deal with the hassle of trying to sell it. Is that it?
Well, no. I'm scared. Weirdos coming, especially coming to my house.
Yeah.
Any weirdos coming to my house.
I'm always shocked with... how willing someone else is to do this at my place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the lady of the house?
Yeah.
Really?
I put it on free, come and get it.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What? Yeah, no. Put it on just free, come on in the house and get it.
Oh, no.
What, that's a sight?
Just donate it. I donate a lot. Oh, I feel safe that way.
Yeah.
Selling up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary. You don't need to be out there by yourself, Lise, just sailing away.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Sort of, it's funny, but if you want to get rid of anything where I live, you just put it outside.
And it'll
if
be
you
gone.
Put it down near the curb.
Garbage pickers,
people
man.
People take,
take anything,
dude. They'll take it.
I put a bunch of old fans out, like dirty, nasty, don't even work. You plug them in, nothing happens. They're gone in like four seconds.
We have that with a scrap metal. You put anything scrap metal out, it'll be gone. They come around every night before garbage night, and they pick up anything.
There's a dude in my area that I think he's been in trouble a couple times for like hoarding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he just drives around and he...
Nobody picks up anything at my place.
Well, you're not in a regular neighborhood, right?
No.
That's the problem.
Put it out and it's just still there.
Still there.
Well, you just got the old man walking around and at 10. He's not going to want anything. So
hey, I got two of those already. Down here in the shadows again. Hey, I noticed all that garbage outside your house not going anywhere.
He's always out. Good evening.
Good evening. Just night mowing. You know.
On account of that, I'm afraid of the sunlight.
Oh, poor guy. I know that you guys are upset that Game of Thrones may be officially over, but you guys, there's something to look forward to. A Game of Thrones cruise is setting sail next year.
No. Oh, man.
Chuck, Lisa, pack your bags. You're going on a Game of Thrones cruise.
Well,
imagine that cruise.
How drunk is Kit Harington going to be on it? That's what I want to know.
He won't be there. There will be no one from Game of Thrones.
Do you think any... You know who I could see on there?
Who?
The bearded guy?
The crazy guy?
Yeah, like...
The wild
guy?
Oh, I'd go if he was on there. That would be a party. He would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Because he's like...
That's a good idea.
Norwegian or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
That's where the cruise lines are all from.
Yeah. One of the main places the show was filmed was Croatia, and now a limited-time luxury cruise run by Cruise Croatia will set sail next August take visitors to all the main Game of Thrones locations in Croatia. It's pretty exclusive. Not a ton of spots available.
I'll skip.
No, thank you. I've heard Croatia is incredibly beautiful.
I'm sure it is, but lots of wars and killing.
Some of the trip is centered in Dubrovnik, the jaw-dropping city in the south of Croatia that served as the backdrop of King's Landing. There's a stop in St. Dominica, the old town that doubled as the place during the Walk of Atonement. Mm. People on the cruise will also explore a fortress, a medieval fortress that soars high on a rock bluff near Croatia's second largest city, where the show creators film many of the scenes.
That would be kind of cool.
And towers and where the naming day tournament took place.
If we go on this, Lisa, can I do the Walk of Atonement and you can yell shame at me and throw throw tomatoes at me?
Sounds like fun.
I'm gonna be nude though.
Wow.
You know how it goes.
Can't we just wear shorts or something?
Flesh colored CGI. We can do some CGI stuff.
Gym shorts.
Shame. Shame.
I'm gonna put a little wig on. A little short wig.
Oh my god.
One of the weirdest pictures from our vacation.
Vacation pictures. Lisa's pelting him with stuff.
Shame. 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 Shame.
You guys see Lisa and Chuck's atonement video?
I just look very stoic as I'm being spit upon by Lisa.
Just Lisa. She's running.
People are walking around like, what are they doing? Why are they doing it?
She spit right in his face.
There'd probably be other people doing it too.
Yeah, I hope so. I like the idea
of just you just following him down the whole way.
Shame! It's such a long walk. Shame! Shame! Lettuce is on me. I need more veggies!
Seven nights go for $1,895.
It's not bad.
And you get a Game of Thrones welcome pack, and then there's a massive Game of Thrones themed farewell party.
Because there are some of those actors that I would be like, that guy would just be cool to hang out with. Like the guy who played the Hound.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
he would just be cool to be around. I'm not even talking about like the big names, like just some of the character actors that are like super cool. Mm-hmm. Because it wouldn't be the big names. It's not like Jason Momoa is going to be on a cruise.
No.
Sorry, ladies.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We could not get the meow meow.
Meow meow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've talked about people with those really strange addictions through the years. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate because they really can't do a lot about it. It's an addiction.
Sure.
It just seems that it would ruin your life in a lot of ways. This is disgusting, the pictures that go along with it. And if you want to chime in for a couple of minutes, if you have a really bizarre addiction, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. A teenager in Russia had a giant clump of hair removed from her stomach after she spent a decade chewing hair.
It's delicious.
It's all I have to eat.
She suffers from what they call Rapunzel syndrome.
We've talked about it a couple times.
My strange addiction show. Yeah,
they'll get a hairball the way a cat would.
Well, you want to see? Yeah. There's pictures of it. Yeah. We put up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com as well.
I'd like to see what was inside us.
It is graphic.
Oh, my. That looks like a dead gopher.
It looks like dead otter.
Yeah, or a giant haggis.
Yeah, it does look haggisy too.
Because it's just the shape of her stomach. How did she digest anything?
I don't know. There's quite a bit of blood on your hairballs.
It is blood. It battled this for 10 years.
Oh, God. Don't
touch. Had a kilo of hair, half a kilo of hair inside her body. And doctors had to perform an operation to remove the master's video of it.
Yep, here we go.
And it was eating hair from the carpet.
What?
Like her own hair would fall out and she'd eat it from the carpet? Is that what they mean?
She eat the carpet fibers.
World lightest news.
World lightest news.
With Patrine.
Hyperi Alexeeva from Kyrgyzstan had spent years picking up hair from the carpet and eating
it. Just a computer.
She also chewed the tips of her hair. When she finally sought medical help, doctors pulled out a hairball weighing almost 9 pounds, 4 kilograms. They say without emergency surgery, the 18-year-old who was badly dehydrated and malnourished would almost certainly have died. They add that despite searching through 50 years of medical records, they could find no evidence of such a large hairball. Miss Alexeeva had been
in
the town of Batkin by her parents after complaining of severe stomach pains. After x-raying her, doctors realized there was a blockage and referred her to Bishkek Hospital in country's capital for surgery. The hospital's senior professor of surgery, Bavadia.
Holy crap, they pull out the hair.
Doctors were stunned in the Siberian city of Tostmusk. they say the blockage had the potential to be very dangerous. It blocked 80% of her stomach. They removed the hair in an urgent operation. Following the procedure, they say she's doing much better.
Do you know how much better you would feel
when you got that out of you?
If you got that out of you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you shouldn't have had it in there.
Just don't eat more.
So now they're recommending psychiatric treatment to deal with the hair-eating compulsion that she had going on. This Rapunzel syndrome, it's technically known as trichophagia. It's extremely rare. It's sometimes associated with a hair-pulling disorder, trichotillomania. Ingesting hair can cause bowel obstructions, and like this, masses can form in the stomach. Ooh. They say if you know anyone suffering from this, they should seek the advice of a doctor immediately.
I tell her to stop. Stop to that.
She eats hair of wolf.
She eats wolf hair, bear hair.
Carpet hair.
Carpet hair, random carpet hair. It's not always yours. It's not always yours.
That makes it even worse to me. It's gross to pull out your own hair, Anita, but just to pick hair from the carpet, like skim the carpet for hairs?
It's weird to be able to eat hair, right? Like, because you ever get like a hair
response of any of us is to freak out.
You know right away there's a hair in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And like, I'm growing my mustache again because of Red Dead Redemption 2 is going to come out with DLC.
Oh, God.
And so I'm ready for it. And every once in a while, because it's so long, one will go in my mouth and I'm like, and it's attached to me still. Yeah, but I'm like, I'm like, no. Gross.
Real gross.
Someone said it's under the umbrella of like an OCD.
Yeah, no. We know what it is, but it's like I've always heard of it. Just you're eating your own hair like off your head. You'll pull a piece out.
You kind of bite it.
Or you're chewing it just attached to you and you eat it. The skimming of the hair from the carpet, random hair.
That's revolting to me.
Is wild.
Someone said, my addiction is biting my toenails. I'll even use them to pick my teeth. Oh, God, you're an animal.
Why?
There's nothing more disgusting than your toenails, guys.
No.
To put them anywhere near your mouth?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I mean, you're flexible if you can bite
them. I knew that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never bite my toenails.
Well, I'll never sit cross-legged.
I'm with you.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
You'd never be able to do it, but you wouldn't do it anyway. Even if you could.
No, they're repulsive. I mean, they're just.
Even if I cut my own toenails, I scrub my hands clean.
Oh yeah.
Someone said, I love smelling the pages of books, especially the ones that are kind of glossy.
Okay, that's different. I love the way an old book smells.
Yeah, I like the way like old comic books smell.
Oh yeah.
Old comic books have a certain smell. It's weird.
Yeah, old books.
You find like there's like old books and there's like a style of page that they used to use where it's almost like a soft.
Yeah.
They smell good.
Yeah. I got a weird.
I don't know what it is.
But I do know what they mean by the new smell too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You like the new smell?
I mean, I don't like it, but I know it.
Yeah.
You know what that smell is like.
Yeah. I haven't touched a new book.
Someone said, do you think that she would like finding hair in her food at a restaurant?
Yeah, bonus.
Seems like it.
Bonus.
That's awful.
Someone said, just think too, not all those floor hairs come from your head.
No, it's random body hair. Most of, think about it, any hair you encounter of mine has come from elsewhere.
Right, it's not from your head. It's not your head. Yeah. You don't have any hair.
Well, that's I shed over here, and James is always finding stuff. He says it's pubes.
Sorry, I didn't realize those were your hairs.
Yeah, it's his curly hair.
He's a likely suspect.
It's all wrapped around the bone cord.
I used to find another long, curly pube.
I'm looking at Chuck. He's bald. I'm like, I guess that's my pube.
I assumed it was somebody either working on the board when we're not there, talking on the phone. It's all wrapped around the phone cord.
Just his curly locks.
Yeah, my curly locks is curly locks.
I feel better knowing it's your curly locks and not pubes.
It's definitely not real pubes.
They straight up pubes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not pubes. It's just
some people have really odd addictions. I love eating the plaque I scrape from my teeth.
God damn it. That's a bad thing.
There's two things about that. That means, like, you allow your teeth to get a nice buildup of plaque, and then you scrape it off and swallow it down.
Plaque is just rotten food, guys.
That's right. Hardened.
This person said a girl in my high school used to eat her hair, but the thing is she had one leg, and she would let the loose pant leg drag through the hallways. Then she'd pick up the end of the pant leg and start eating the random hair that it picked up.
Like a mop. Mm-hmm. It was like a floor
hair mop.
It's like one of those janitor mops.
Oh, man.
Holy hell.
That's a wild tale.
Whatever happened to... What, the
one-legged hair eater?
Hair eater.
She's a hair eater.
So she'd have not even a prosthetic?
I'm not sure, Dave. I believe she didn't.
Seems like she was old school.
Yeah, she just hobbled. Hoppity hop.
Sydney's with us from Chesterfield. Hi, Sydney. You know someone with one of these strange addictions. What is it?
Yeah, balls. Penis. I have a 5-year-old son, and he is obsessed with smelling armpits.
Oh, Sydney, are you worried?
Uh-oh.
I'd be worried.
Yes. He's got weird obsessions, little things. I'll be in public checking out in the grocery store while he's just, he'll lift up your arm and just get in there while I'm looking around at other people and just like, whatever, It's so weird. Everybody that comes over, he just goes at it and just looks at me like, what's wrong with your child?
Sydney, something is wrong with your child. We need to get him some help. We need to get him help now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, the thing is, here's the thing about being a kid. They say that if you don't let a kid, like, get over something, that's when it can become, like, a real problem. Like, think about Dave. He allowed, like, his son Zane to go through his whole vacuum phase and do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have fought against it,
made it worse.
And like, told him it was wrong, and that's when you really screw your kid up. So this girl probably just has to let her kid smell armpits for, like, 6 months. And then he'll move on to the next thing.
Chuck, would you not be disturbed if Rowan was an armpit sniffer?
I would be
I'm raising the next little Buffalo Billy.
But I would be really
Buffalo Billy.
Little Buffalo. He's like,
I'd be worried of making sure that I don't create the next one.
Oh, come on.
And if I'm like, Billy, stop smelling those armpits or I'll beat you again.
I'm going to make dresses out of paper.
Exactly. I'm like, that's what I would be worried about. I'd have to find out how do you handle it.
How do you do a little Buffalo Bill?
Oh. Yeah, come here.
Oh, come here.
I don't want to kill anybody yet.
I just like to smell an armpit.
I just like to smell an armpit. What's the big deal, ma'am?
Was she a great big fat person?
Was she chubby and take her skin off?
I get what you're saying. You're supposed to just let them get them out of their system.
Yeah, I don't think with that,
I'd be
you
so
can.
Embarrassed if people came over and my son wanted to sniff their pits.
Yeah. No, because they need to learn boundaries with people. Like, you can't do that.
I know.
You can't be sniffing bodies.
Is different than sniffing armpits.
I know, it's highly
armpits.
Different. It's highly different. But
Someone said first it's armpits, then it's vaginas. He's going to be a little bit sniffer.
And you're not? Who isn't?
I think we all are.
But not to strangers. Not when they come over to visit.
No?
Yeah.
No. No, but I think that there's a chance he grows out of it. There's a chance. Obviously, you have to be, like, talking to them about boundaries and that it's not right.
Inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
But you have to watch it because they say, like, with oral fixations, a lot of that is from childhood.
Yeah.
Like, kids wanted to put...
The soother and stuff?
They want to put things in their mouth, and then parents are like, no, and then they put a lot of other things in their mouth later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It turns into stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So this teen had a huge hairball removed from her stomach after 10 years of chewing her hair. The pictures are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see them. Other things people are messaging us about... I had a friend tell me about smelling the toilet paper after she used it. There was something about the smell of her own feces that she loved.
You're not a lady.
You're a disgusting bitch.
You are a million whores. Million disgusting.
That is not.
Imagine telling someone about that. If that's your weird obsession, you keep that to yourself, whore.
Tell a therapist.
You don't even tell a therapist.
You keep that to yourself, whore.
You do.
Yeah, you do. You shouldn't.
It's the only person you should tell.
You should tell us that.
So I'm glad I'm here.
Yes, Bill,
need years on Bill.
What did you want to talk about today?
Couple things, top of my head.
Yeah, stuff.
When I was a child, I smelled a lot of armpits.
Yeah, you had a lot of, do you find yourself still wanting to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still do it.
You still do it, huh?
Uh-huh. I do.
Anything else you want to talk about from your childhood, or do you want to move forward to...
When I was a bit older, I would smell my own poop I wiped it.
Oh, okay, so you'd wipe and then smell it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't tell anybody that, Bill.
No, I still do it.
The therapist writes it down.
You got your wiener tucked there? Is that what you're doing?
I look pretty.
Are you doing that for attention?
Yeah.
Done it since I was a kid.
He's an easy case.
Yeah. I sing like a bird, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Just admits everything to you.
Stab people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Making dresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love skin.
It's a women's
wearing
skin.
It, putting it on.
I made a breast suit.
This guy said, I love the smell of my belly button. I'm a bit heavier, 210-pound gay dude. But after I work out, the smell stank so good. But at least I'm exercising.
Yeah, I mean, I know that my belly button smells because I have smelled it because I've been shocked by it.
Yeah, it's
shocking. Where I've, like, just had an itch or something, and I'm like, whoa! Itched, and then I was like, what the heck?
Like a butthole in the middle of your stomach.
It really is. You gotta clean it. You gotta clean it out.
In Massachusetts, what's your strange addiction?
Trooper plucker.
Trooper plucker.
Trooper plucker. Okay, go ahead.
I have an addiction to deodorant. I have to smell good all the time. But here's where it gets crazy. I have about 8 or 9 different deodorants that I use every single day.
Wait a second. You like apply 8?
Like just over top of each other or different parts of your body or what?
No, just each day I use a different scent of deodorant. And my theory is my body will adjust to one type of deodorant scent if I keep using it. And then I'll start to stink.
And I've always heard that, but yet I always use the
same one,
and I don't think I stink. So
same applies to my body washes, too. I have like 5 or 6 different body washes.
Yeah,
that's my wife crazy.
Yeah, you're always changing
it. That's the worst problem.
Exactly.
No, if your
addiction is you got to smell good.
It's a good addiction,
Yeah, it is, but I mean,
he's got a little OCD issue.
Yeah, there's some OCD stuff going on there. Like he's a minute away from being afraid of marshmallows.
Oh,
but
my God. This guy says, I love when I sit down to drop a deuce after a long, hot day and I can smell my sweaty ball bag.
Man, we really need to... we've opened a thing of evil.
Mm-hmm.
We need to close the Necronomicon.
We've really done it this time.
I sit down on the toilet and I smell my own bowels after a hot day.
Smell it from the ground up.
This woman said that her husband likes to pick scabs and eat them, even from strangers.
Your husband?
He says it's like chips.
Gross as hell.
Husband is gross as
chips.
Mind if I...
Are you trying to pick my scab, Bill?
Skin chip.
Oh, you got it! Yeah, of course you ate it. Do you eat it for attention, Bill?
No, just... I'm more like a bag of chips.
Yeah, you like it like chips.
Mm-hmm. Human chips.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill.
You taste great.
Speaking of toilet paper, though, someone said my ex-wife used to eat toilet paper. She'd sit down with a roll of it like popcorn. Just tear off little pieces, place it on her tongue. Sick bitch, he says.
Yeah, real sick bitch.
Mm. You've got.
I think we saw that in one of those shows years ago too. Someone did have a toilet paper or a tissue addiction.
Yeah. And they ate their couch too. Someone ate their couch. They were pulling the fuzz out of their couch and eating it.
It's expensive.
It is.
You got a wall.
Eat your couch.
You got to keep buying couches, you know.
Damn it! I ate another couch.
Bitch, what did you do? Eat a couch?
God damn it!
Yeah. Did. Yeah, you ate your really ate the couch.
I just ate the whole thing.
Jesus.
Sorry. I like the flavors. Oh my God, your couch is delicious. It's very soft and squishy.
This person has plugs in their ears. They like to take them out and smell them. And that's a funk, too.
What
was that?
What do they want us to smell? I missed it.
Ear plugs. Ear.
Oh, God.
When they take them out.
Chunk. You want a whiff? I got some in my ears right now.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No, sure? No, you guys can do that after.
Commercial break. I'll bring it in for you.
Okay. Yeah. Dave's in Cape Cod. Dave, what's your strange addiction, dude?
When I pop my pimples, I smell them. You know, you get a pimple on the back of your ear and you smell it.
No. I don't know. I can't relate that.
No.
Dave.
No.
Do you like the smell of pus?
You got to try it.
You like a pussy odor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get some help, man. Get some help.
Somebody on the text just said, stop this madness. Dude,
there's tons of people asking us to stop. They want us to stop so bad.
Some person eats ketchup. But, like, is addicted, puts it on everything from salads, mixes it in their smoothies.
What? Gross. Ketchup's only for fries and burgers.
Yeah. Salad, a ketchup salad.
Imagine going on a date with someone and they order a salad and then they're like, ketchup. Can you pass the ketchup?
And they're like,
or a smoothie.
I wouldn't and they even just know what to do. I wouldn't even know what
smoothie,
to do.
I'd be like, check, please.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
This woman's a freak.
Yeah, you'd have to leave. This person said, at one point, I started to enjoy the smell of fermented pee. I'd let it sit all day at work and then take it in when I came home. Thankfully, I stopped, though.
Thankfully.
Do you really stop?
You still drink? You still smelling piss, Bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you get back on the piss train.
Yep.
Never got off, really.
Oh, okay, because I thought you had gotten off of it for a while, but it just, you added... Piss.
I've just been peeing in jars, and
that's what you use to wash down those human chips.
You drink it. I drink it.
Yeah, I knew. I figured, Bill.
Yeah.
All right.
This person says, "I'm a therapist, and I pray I never hear anything like this from a client."
Yeah,
it'd be so hard to deal with. How do you get someone to stop some of that stuff?
I think the biggest thing for me, if I was a therapist. I would want to help people, right? Yeah. I'd want to help people through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if I sat down and someone was like, yeah, I, wipe my butt and smell it. I'm like, oh man.
I don't even know what you do for
now,
that.
Now what like,
how do you
do?
Help?
Yeah, there's no help in that. What do I do? How do we talk this one out?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's just like, so what did your dad do to you? He made you feel small.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's okay, but...
When you're eating human chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're like, I eat scabs off people.
That's a bad day at work.
Oh, boy. Let me go back to the manual.
That's your head
scabs,
up to
scabs.
This.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This guy in this next video that's up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, I don't think he has any idea how lucky he is. There was a couple enjoying the view from their Florida vacation condo, and they captured video of an oblivious swimmer being circled by a shark.
Oh, my. The ocean.
Stan Battle said he was on the 28th floor balcony of a vacation condo in Panama City Beach. When he noticed a shark, so there's the guy swimming.
I can't even.
You can't
make
see
it
the
bigger?
Guy.
I can see
the
swimmer.
There we go. I see
right
the guy
there.
Swimming. I can't see the shark.
Well, the
yet.
Shark hasn't come into the
oh,
shot.
Oh, okay. Where is it?
It's well. Remember, they're 28 floors up filming.
Is that it right there?
So
okay.
There's
yeah.
the shark that's coming in, and then the shark decides to get a little closer to the swimmer. I guess someone eventually notices the shark. I think the video is frozen.
Yeah. Oh, like, there we go. They bolt it and just stop right there and look
so
at each other.
So you can hear, I think, people down on the beach now are trying to scream to the swimmer.
They're hollering shark.
They're trying to let him know there's
well,
a shark.
I'm laying on my back just swimming.
Yeah, this guy's just floating on his back.
No one
so his
out
ears
there.
Are underwater.
And the shark is coming.
Oh, here it comes.
Right for him.
Get him.
What just happened? Where's the music playing?
I don't know what.
What's going on with my goddamn computer? Yeah,
there's there's 12 videos. There's something else playing.
Off.
I'll just turn that off for a bit.
Okay.
You have to right click and go
I'm
mute.
I just
close
know what it is.
Just
if I need it, I don't care.
Yep. Anyway, okay, so what's happening
here's
here?
The shark turning right toward him right now.
Oh, so now he knows something's up. He is starting to swim. Ooh, the shark's coming for him.
The shark's gaining because it's made for the ocean.
Because it's designed for it. And then
and
the shark just gave
the shark
up.
Decided, not today.
It must be one of those bad-tasting humans.
Look
in the
how
Florida
close.
Keys.
Panama City.
Oh.
Dude.
No, thank you.
No, why would you ever swim that deep in the ocean? Why would you ever go
I'll
out deep in the ocean?
I'll never go in the ocean again, I don't think.
You're done, huh?
Yeah. You're not done?
Well,
I've been done.
I know you've been
I
done.
Know, I have done
Did you hear about the guy who just got in Maui that just died?
No, I didn't.
What
Dave,
what
did you
him?
Hear about
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah, you heard about it.
What bit him?
I thought about you.
Yeah, what snapped him up? Big shark?
Big shark.
Oh, yeah. Got him. Took a big old bite.
Ate his limb and then he died.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Poor guy on
live.
Vacation.
Was he the leg guy?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Do you know what kind of shark it was?
No, I don't. Don't know the details.
Tiger.
It'd be a tiger shark.
But I don't go in the water that much anyway.
No, the only time I do.
I just like to go in the pool and look at the water.
I know, but here's the thing.
Near the water.
One of the things I really like, unfortunately, is like snorkeling and checking out
oh,
the
I do like
fish
that too.
And stuff
I do like
that.
That.
And
yeah.
But they drop you off in the middle of the ocean.
Mm. Yeah, it's scary.
You know, it is scary.
But
the only thing
it's
I
so
think
rare.
About, I always say, like when, because my kids were with me last time I went, and I was like, listen, let those people go out to the end. One of them will get eaten, and then we can have time to get to the boat.
That's a fine plan.
I always make sure there's people to be eaten.
Yeah,
on the
you
outside,
surround yourself
all
by,
the time.
Yeah, you get in the middle
all the time.
Did you actually tell your kids this?
Oh yeah, no, oh yes. Come on,
it was so messed up.
Of course,
they're not afraid of the water at all, like with the sharks.
No, not really.
Like
no,
I know it's rare, but you do hear about it more often.
They're not afraid because
changing.
We have a
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, I think something is changing.
I don't think
something
it is because I looked up the stats and they're not getting any worse. In fact, I think the past few years have been better than previous years.
Mm. They're not the.
I think we're just we hear
it's
about
just the
it
worst
more.
Way to die. It's one of the worst ways
well,
to
yeah,
die.
Yeah, it's a terrible
well,
way
because
to die.
Being eaten, right? I
yes.
mean, when you think about so, like, I have a lizard, right? Stella's got a lizard, and Rowan has a really hard time because you feed it live crickets. Stella's just like me. We're both like. Get it. Yeah, I got it. Rowan's like, don't you feel bad for the crickets? I mean, the crickets are just living their life, and then all of a sudden they're just in there, and they're just being chomped on and just chewed up. We don't have the experience, really, of being chomped. Like, you're alive, and then you're
horrible.
In the stomach of something.
Yeah.
And animals
that's how they
go through it all the time.
Now, I know that, like, attacks aren't up or anything, but sharks are coming into areas more and more, like something the temperature's changing.
The temperature is changing.
It's messing,
and the just the currents are changing.
Yeah,
the odds are 1 in 12 million that you'll be attacked by a shark.
Yeah,
fatal
yeah. That guy read
so.
That stat before he went to Maui and got in the water.
Yeah,
and he's like,
my leg is completely gone. Hard to swim. I was 1 in 12 million apparently. I win. My leg is gone below the knee. Shark looked at me as a swallowed my foot.
And I always think like, okay, so you keep being, that's 1 in 12 million. And it's like, who's telling you that?
Yeah.
The Board of Tourism of Hawaii.
Yeah.
No.
Please.
Director yeah. of the Marine Conservation Science
I
Institute.
I don't believe him either.
Yeah.
This woman actually watched her husband
yeah,
get attacked.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely
horrible.
She was on
the third floor lanai, and she saw it happen right in front of her.
Jesus.
They're on vacation. He was like, what, he's 65?
Yep.
sharps aren't even what I'm worried about.
No, you're not. It's worse.
Way worse.
Oh, Lord.
Mystery creatures.
Mystery creatures, jellyfish that are so poisonous but tiny.
Mm-hmm. He had just retired from his optometry practices. Yeah.
I would hate to get attacked by Humboldt squids.
Horrible.
Good.
That's it.
See, I don't do a ton of swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
I do a ton of swimming in pools. I love pools.
Yeah, I like pools.
But that's I like walking through the water and stuff. And maybe I'll go on a little, you know, do that's a little boogie boarding with my kids next to shore, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but we saw that one boogie board guy, and he was like had 37 sharks around him. They were just hoping to God he slipped.
They were like, look at this guy.
I'm like, we're going to eat whatever this is.
I don't know. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Tell yourself that when your leg is seen.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't meant to be. I was very dumb. Well, this is my time.
Yeah, it's never like that.
It's not my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, listen, I don't. The folks in Florida, I guess, I don't think it causes them a second thought. Some of them maybe worry about it, but
I'm sure a lot of them don't go in the water.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
they say
a lot of tourists go in the water.
If a shark is swimming behind you, don't swim away. Turn towards it and look at it while not swimming or splashing.
Yeah, you might as well just let it eat your head.
Best bet.
Well, that shark was following him. When he started to swim away from it, it was like, oh, maybe I should go after this thing. Because when we swim to a shark, it sounds like an animal in distress because we can't swim. We suck at swimming so bad and make so much noise and racket.
Which is another reason we shouldn't be in there.
Right.
Yeah, we weren't meant for it.
No, we're not meant
supposed
for
to be
it.
In there. It's very stupid.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's their body of water.
We shouldn't be climbing large mountains either.
You'll never catch me doing that.
I don't know what I saw, if it was like a commercial or whatever it is, and it talks about that humans are the only animals that intentionally do things that can kill them.
Yeah.
For the joy of it.
Yeah.
For the excitement of it. Like, no deer runs through like a thing full of wolves.
Right.
You know, just like, this is going to be it. They might get me, but I'm
exhilarating.
Yeah. I made it. We do it all the time. We do it all the time.
True.
We're like, perfectly good airplane. You know, my life just isn't thrilling enough.
Yeah.
Being alive just isn't enough. You know what? I'm going to swim across this croc-infested thing to go look at that lion.
It's so
you
true.
Know?
We're
the only dumb thing, dumb enough
dumb.
To
we're supposed
just
to
put
smart.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
In situations to die.
Like, literally every other creature is like,
you know, what was that? Listen, a man climbed Mount Everest with no shoes on.
But why? Why, Chuck?
For he was thrill. Some kind of monk.
People are stupid.
He almost lost his feet.
Of course. People are just dying up there.
We are so stupid.
Yeah, we're very dumb. That's true, though. Deer don't thrill seek.
No.
They hear something like 2 miles away. They're like, don't anybody move.
Let's just all run.
We'll run as fast as we can.
Yep.
We don't
leave the slowest one behind.
Meanwhile, I'm flying above Hawaii in a doorless helicopter.
And the guy 2 minutes later died.
Yeah.
And him, they all died.
Zip lining and all the other things.
Yeah. We're the only ones who do it.
Yep.
We're like, okay, little Costa Rican man.
Swing me through the jungles.
Like, we haven't tested these in years.
You sure this is all right?
Hey, positive.
Is this just made of a vine?
Naughty.
No, yeah. It is. When you think about it, it is ridiculous.
We're so stupid.
Climb buildings.
I just think about the guy who I watched die at the air show.
Yeah.
And like his whole thing was, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on an airplane. I'm going to climb out onto the wing and I'm going to reach up for a helicopter and grab it and then let go of the airplane and just dangle off the helicopter. And you know what? The day I happened to be there is the day it didn't work out for him and he bounced off the ground.
But he was doing that for everyone's entertainment.
I know.
That's what's so crazy about it, too.
We're dumb.
That's the only thing that makes me ever think that like aliens wouldn't want to have anything to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can't believe their eyes.
I bet it's entertaining.
They can't believe their eyes.
Like, look
they're,
at this.
You know they're studying us because they're like, wait a second. All they are, they're just hairless apes.
Yep.
Now we've watched the apes. They're weird, but they get it.
Yeah, they're apes. They got it.
These guys, what are they doing?
Look at this one.
What are they doing? What are they fighting about?
This one's a jumping.
Book? They're fighting over a book?
Yeah, they're fighting over a book.
They go to war over books?
They're angry and very dumb.
Oh, my God. Well,
aggressive
you know
and
what?
Dumb, these things.
Let's just see what they do.
This guy said, emailing us from Tampa, St. Pete, or texting, said, our area is the second most shark-infested waters in the world. When you're in the water there, hundreds of sharks are within 50 yards of you. This message not brought to you by Tourism Tampa St. Pete.
No.
You're like, oh boy.
Yikes. Seems like, listen, most people that get bit, they aren't deep enough to be bit by anything that can chop them in half. Like in Australia, it's bad because some of the big waves that they go chasing after are in waters that great white sharks can swim in, and if one of them bites you just as a tester bite,
yeah,
you're in half.
There very rarely does anybody get fully eaten. A shark will take a bite, it's like, that's gross,
and
like
you just
the big sharks
out.
It takes a bite and it's your whole leg.
Yeah
you
know, the little sharks, it's just like usually somebody got a chunk out of their leg,
yeah, like their calf, like, yeah. Most of the time it's like a bite and sometimes they don't even pull the whole flesh, right. Off, they just bite and they're like, oh gross, really? Oh my God, it's like me eating a fish. I'm like, disgusting.
I prefer controlled challenges, like a roller coaster.
Yeah,
so it's like you get the thrill but you're safe,
right? You think,
right?
Yeah,
well, for the most part.
Unless you're in Vegas.
Yeah, unless they put you in one, you don't got any legs on you.
even then, that poor legless bastard.
Yeah.
Like,
that
listen,
person lived, though, hey. Right?
I think so. We haven't heard. With
no,
the...
he died, right?
No, I thought they lived. I thought the person with no legs that fell off
they
the roller coaster
lived,
in Vegas.
Did they live?
I think so.
Are you sure?
We learned that it was bad to start asking too many questions.
Yeah.
We still don't have all the details on
no,
that.
They'll
no,
never give
never
you the
get
details.
The details of that one, I'm guessing.
I'd be like, hey, isn't life crazy enough already living it without those legs? Why are you getting on this thing?
Living it without those legs.
I thought she was in the hospital because we were making jokes that the mom's going to go and
was
bugger.
Talking to her.
That's the last we heard, which was a while ago.
Yeah, she was a double amputee between 25 and 30.
Have they still never really given an update?
No, there's nothing new.
We should call that hospital and be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like they'll give information.
Yeah, to Chuck the Freak.
There's privacy laws. You can't get any information.
Yeah, the extent of her injuries have not been disclosed. They never
were. They won't even say, dude. She's probably just a vegetable.
Nobody, we will never hear about that again, I guarantee you.
Have they ever released her name?
No, never.
They've never released her name.
She never came forward. She must have been paid off.
Oh, she had to be.
Because usually she'd come to the news and say, hey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This happened to me. I want money.
Oh, they for sure.
They gave
like
her money.
Golden parachute.
Yeah.
If she only had one. When she was tumbling out of a
Yes, but I have both my legs, thankfully, and so I know when I go on a roller coaster,
yeah,
it's going to keep
me.
Yeah, I don't even like
fun.
Controlled scares.
No.
Yeah, but you don't like a haunted house.
Yeah, I don't like a haunted house.
You know, so I get it.
Was that every year in Jupiter, Florida, there's a shark migration with thousands of sharks. It's a huge scuba diving destination.
Honestly, the first thing that's even made me want to do anything lately is that Star Wars land.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time I've wanted to pack a bag
and go on a vacation.
Yeah. Go on a little trip for old Green Bean.
Time
to travel. I'm going to see the universe is what I'm going to see.
Pack it up. We're going to the Disney version of space.
Oh, man.
But you'll generally be pretty safe.
You'll never catch me at Machu Picchu, but you will find me at Disney World, at Star Wars Land, trying to fly a Millennium Falcon.
That's safe.
I'm going to climb into a volcano tonight.
At the Rainforest Cafe?
No, real volcano, awesome, spewing out poisonous gas and also hot magma.
The aliens are like, watch this one. He's getting into the volcano.
Oh my God, how often should we set it off?
Look at this guy, he boiled himself in Old Faithful.
He did, he jumped right in. He went swimming in it.
Just bones.
Oh my God. So weird. Stupid. Listen, we can't kill these guys, they're too funny.
They're hilarious.
Yeah. No, we're so dumb we do it.
Yeah, it's true.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.